right, hello everybody. Welcome to the show.
Guten Tag.
Today is beautiful Rocktober. I love October because it's the only time during the year where I can say it's time to break out the mandatory Metallica.
Never
I was expecting more laughs.
Wow.
Expecting a lot more laughs than that.
We all don't listen to the radio like you do.
What about the ACDC? What was the ACDC one?
Awesome ACDC.
Yeah.
I remember the
Legendary Led.
Yeah.
What?
I remember the Never Ending
Nirvana. Never Ending Nirvana.
Yes.
What about
are we broadcasting live off of? KCUF?
Yeah.
KUNT?
Yeah, that one radio station in Hawaii.
Don't you mean C-U-N-T?
No, that is not a correct call letter.
No, you are bad.
All right, well, anyway, welcome to the show. We got a huge show today. Today's going to be make up for when we were gone last week because, well, we were gone last week. Yeah. And you can watch the show live. We're broadcasting live right now. Duo.com, duoh.com/this show/live. And you can call us anytime at 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469. And our email address is... No. And the email address is theshow@duo.com.
What about retarded people like Matthew?
Then they can listen to the other 11 episodes.
So this is real time?
Yes.
Awesome.
We got a bunch of guests in studio. Matthew, Sarah, Whitney, Colby, and Lucas are here. Lucas is finally back from ignoring us like
Colby
he always does.
Colby needs interaction like we all got. He needs to tell us a little bit about himself.
I'm going
to
get there. Jeez, calm down. And well, today on the show, we're going to do Lucas's next episode of The Gangster Indian. And we're going to do Seth and Brian Show Tribute, Chipmunks. We're going to call some bars in Germany for Oktoberfest. Chipmunks sing the hits. We got the contestants. We got the contestants for Whitney's rap lyrics. And much, much more.
Awesome.
So that's all that's coming up on the show.
We definitely have a
And not to gloat, but that was the most amazing intro type key to music I've ever heard in my life.
Woo!
Awesome.
All
right, anyway. So let's just get started. Colby.
There's hair on my head.
You're new. How are you doing?
Good.
It's great. He has a podcast of his own.
Yes.
You can give it a plug right now if you'd like.
You can listen to it at exionworks.page.tl. Not really. I'm glad.
If you Google the most awesome podcast in the world, the number one result will be this one. Number two will be this. The next his podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, ours is like on page 9,410. But that doesn't make his not at number two. I believe it's just replaced by... soccer girl or whatever.
Soccer girl?
What? Don't Google soccer girl.
That seems like something Matthew would be really into. No.
Do not Google soccer girl. She's basically a girl who plays soccer, and she broadcasts live from her bathtub every week.
Wow.
Yeah, she caused a lot of controversy when podcasting on iTunes first got started because her podcast was the most popular, and it was Apple-sponsored podcasts and stuff like that. And so, like, Apple
she
was like, gave her a little
awesome.
Nudge towards the bottom so her porno cast couldn't be on the top.
That's
funny.
That's awesome.
Happened. But let me get started by saying we were gone last week, as you guys probably all know.
Yeah, I wondered.
Why were we gone?
Because we were all tired.
Yes.
And I was away.
And because it takes me a long time to do the Seth and Brian Show tribute, and I didn't want to cram it into a morning so we could get a little, have a proper tribute. And so stuff like that all happened. So that's why we were gone last week. And I didn't do a best of just because I started, but then I didn't want to. So I just decided to put all my energy into this show. So it's going to be a great show. But that's where we were. We basically were just tired and didn't do a show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, next time we'll do a best of maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. If you
hey, hey, you know what's awesome?
What?
You know how supportive Colby's mother is? She's actually watching us live right now.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Colby's mother.
Her name is Julie.
Hello.
Her name is Julie.
I got to say something. Hi, Mom.
Colby.
Why is everybody going
on? Stop making
fun
of me.
I don't know.
Because they can.
Okay, Lucas is always really loud.
I'm loud.
I forget. Like, usually I'm the loudest person in the room.
Usually
but Lucas, like,
he's
outdoes
got
me
a
like
fire
40
in
times.
You should have heard him last night.
Fire in my loins.
Oh my
fire in my loins.
All right, so before we get
really
to the Seth and Brian tribute, what exactly does anyone really have anything they really want to talk about here at the beginning of the show?
Well, I think you and Sarah have something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sarah, go ahead and say that then.
Seth proposed, and he won't tell you guys because he didn't really want to tell anyone. It made me tell everyone, so... Here's my ring. Ah, yes, it is beautiful. I know you all are jealous, but it's mine and I'm not giving it up.
That's good. At least until she gets another ring, which
true.
Seems kind of bad for me.
I know. Let me just my two
rings.
Let me
just tell my story about when she called me.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
She called me and she goes, Whitney, have you checked Facebook? And I said, no. Why? She goes, because the status says that I'm engaged to Seth. And I scream. I'm like,
she screams so loud for so long.
Yeah, and then my mom goes, I hear in the background going, what's wrong? What happened?
And so, who died?
And
who
so died? I walk out there and I'm like, nothing. Seth and Sarah got engaged. And she's like, oh. Well, tell
that was basically everyone.
Man,
I was hoping Seth would have died. That would have been good.
Yeah, she's would've. Like, well, tell him congratulations. I said, my mom's mad at me, but she says congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's basically how everyone's reaction was. They're like, oh. I guess because it wasn't
my
surprising.
Parents were excited.
I was really excited for you guys. I was like, happy. Yay.
I was like, they're just going to, it's the same. I don't know.
No, I believe Lucas's really exact response was because I texted him because he was out of town last weekend. I texted him and he texted me back and he said, wow, if I'd been gone 3 more days, you would have gotten pregnant.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, no.
That's kind of set out of context.
This is what I said, okay? It's because I had been away from them for like 5 days. I hadn't seen Seth in like 5 or 6 days. And she just like all of a sudden got engaged. And I'm like, wow, if I'd been gone any longer, you probably would have gotten pregnant.
Yeah, that makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
No, it's basically exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. No. I was
just shortening it for our audience so they don't have to listen to us talk about this for an extra 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
All right, Matthew, off your crutch. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo!
Finally.
Except now he's walking a little crooked.
Yeah. Well, no, now he's back to normal. That would be the correct way to say that.
I think it's because of all the Sobe he's been
drinking. Yeah, all this Sobe he's been drinking.
Some questionable content in the Sobe bottle.
No,
Matthew leaves all that stuff at school where he's not supposed to have it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Y'all should go raid his fridge.
Anything
right
else
now.
Happen exciting to you this week, Matthew?
Nope.
Whitney, what about you?
Let's see. I went to a synagogue, got blessed by a rabbi, and
me too.
Just a couple hours ago, I had my Mexi family over for my sister's belated
birthday. Did your grandpa pray over anyone this time?
No, it was my dad who prayed, thank God.
Oh, okay.
And thank it was God. Really, it was short and sweet and to the point.
That's good. How does your grandpa pray again?
Father Jesus, we call him the God of Isaac, Abraham and Jacob, the God of Israel.
Thank you.
But no, Whitney and I are definitely kosher right now.
That's right. And that's some freaking good food, by the way. Those Jews can cook.
Wow.
The
newest t-shirt from the show. Those Jews can cook.
Nice.
That'd be awesome.
We're going to put a picture of Matthew's head. He's obviously the most Jewish out of all of us. Colby, anything you want to talk about happened?
That'd be like anti-Semitic if we put his face on the picture for Jews.
Me and Sarah danced around the Torah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they actually sang that song. They actually did sing that song.
Great.
What did you say?
Yay Mishnacha. Yay Mishnacha.
It's Yay Mishnacha.
Colby, anything exciting happened to you want to talk about on the air? Nope. Lucas?
We had a nice podcast last night.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some male bonding time.
We had 4 people.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Podcasting is fun. I don't want to call it podcast anymore, but we're going to talk about that at our meeting in a couple weeks. But
we'll
bring that up.
I'm excited about the meeting.
I know, me too. I already have an agenda typed up. It's going to be like the most serious you guys have ever seen
in
my life.
You have a Virginia typed up?
Yes. I have the entire... I have an itinerary the size of Virginia.
Wow.
Typed
wow.
up.
That's pretty
that
big.
Virginia's a
ready to go up, yeah. But yeah. Okay, anyway, it so... Works. Anything else anyone wants to talk about before we get right into Seth and Brian?
I love you.
Awkward. Just tap it. All right, moving on now, please.
Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to do now is, actually, the first week of last month, we had our Seth and Brian show. A year ago, first week of last month, we started the first episode of Seth and Brian show. Actually, I believe it was the last week in... August, great. But Matthew kicked that cord out of the wall and destroyed our first ever episode.
That was awesome.
If anybody wants to know about why Matthew kicked it out of the wall,
then you can listen to the first episode because we cannot discuss it here.
That's right.
That's why. So, but
they're all lying.
But basically, our first broadcasted episode was the first week in September, and ever since then, I'd been, well, probably ever since the beginning of August, I've been thinking, man, it'd be really fun to do a Seth and Brian show tribute on the show because, you know, it's still really popular. Even though we haven't put up new content for almost, well, in January, it'll be almost a year.
Ooh,
and so, and now this is kind of the brainchild of that because really it was more like the Seth and Matt show because Brian didn't talk very much. But that's beside the point.
I have to whisper that like he's in the room.
Yeah. Well, he could be watching right now from Worlds of Fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
Because he blew off his own tribute show to go to Worlds of Fun.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm so jealous that he's up there hanging with Shadow and Cody, coolest people on earth.
Yeah,
I just find it funny that he blew off the tribute show.
Yeah, he doesn't care that much.
I'm not really surprised.
It's not that big of a deal anyway. He kind of probably might have brought it.
I'm sorry.
Just because he's always really tired and sick.
We'll
and
lift it up.
But anyway, but that's bringing the show down. Let's bring the sharing. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So, basically, I've been wanting to do this, and like come like the second week in September, I was like, man, we should do that on the show next week. And then I realized that we were only three weeks late, and so I was like, well, it happens. So we're gonna do it this week, even though we're a little late. It's still the better thing. What I'm basically gonna do is we're gonna do a reset here. And I'm going to start the show just like we would start the Seth and Brian show. I got all the old clips back and everything like that. And I'm also going to play, I believe I have 6 clips of like some of the funniest moments.
Spectacular.
Some of the funniest moments from the show. And, you know, in between the clips, we're just going to reminisce about the show and blah, 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 blah. So we're just going to do a reset right here, and then we are going to come back.
Woo.
All right, here we go.
This is the Seth and Brian Show. Live from Brilliant Studios in Wichita, Kansas, it's the Seth and Brian Show. Starring Seth Meeman.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Brian Foster.
Brian isn't here because he's in Florida.
With special guests from across America.
What's up?
Woohoo! Including you. Participate in the Seth and Brian Show every Saturday, anytime between 1 and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7355. You can also email the show anytime at email at sethandbrian.com. And now, here's Seth and Brian.
So, every Saturday, you know, at 1 o'clock, we would come on and we would do the show. It would be usually me and Matthew and Brian towards the beginning. And then towards around December, we would get Sarah. And then Whitney started coming. And then it pretty much turned into this show, only slightly dirtier and less organized. Even though it really wasn't that dirty. But Brian's parents thought it was. And so they ripped him out of the show, you know, without any notice at all.
Well, they didn't rip him very roughly.
Because we're spawns of the devil.
We are.
And, you know, even though we don't talk a lot bad about things, we're still spawns
of the
devil.
Yeah, and it kind of convinced me that our show was bad. And, you know, it going back, because to do this, I went and listened to all of our old shows, and it was 2 hours long, so I listened to, like, 3 a day. Because, well, I only work 8 hours a day. So I listened to, you know, 6 hours of the show every day. We had, like, 20-some episodes. And, you know, I listened to them all. And they weren't really dirty because I kept in my mind that I'm going to have to sanitize any bad clips for this show. And all of these funniest clips, all of these funniest moments that I picked out myself did not have to be edited at all. None of them.
Wow.
And so, you know, I don't really know where the parents got this. I think it was when we brought in Matt Russell and Kathleen, who sometimes can't keep it under their hats. They kind of ruined it. For
or
everybody.
Keep it in their pants, which is most awesome.
I was looking to avoid that phrase, but thank you.
Sorry.
But anyway.
Didn't mean to take it to that level.
Yeah, great job. Yeah, big killer. Okay, anyway, so.
What did you call me?
Nothing. I said I love you more than anything, and I'm so glad I'm marrying you.
Uh-huh. I don't quite believe you.
Okay, so I have 6 clips. They range from November to December, because in January, I there wasn't really anything long enough for me to play that was substantial. And also in January, that's when it started to have Matt Russell on and it kind of got slightly dirty. Yeah. And it also kind of, and you know, in my opinion, it kind of went downhill then
too. Yes.
Because that was about in January is when Brian's parents started being like, that's the devil. And so I kind of had to dance around things that weren't even inappropriate, but maybe I could think would be moderately twisted to become inappropriate.
True.
And so I kind of had to dance around a lot of things. And it was difficult for me because, you know, this show, I have complete freedom and really we can say whatever we want, even though if anyone says anything inappropriate, I'll slap them. But the point is that we can, you know, we have full reign to do whatever we want.
I know you were thinking it.
All right, so I'm gonna play the first clip.
Sarah's
I don't know in what order I should do this. It's gonna take a little bit because this first clip is 5 minutes, and then I have a 1 minute, a 6 minute, a 2 minute, and a 3 minute clip. So for about the next 20 minutes, we're going to be listening to Seth and Brian's show.
Sweet.
So let me read off the 6 clips I have right here, and we can all pick which one we want the most. Okay. We can have Seth calls Whitney and convinces her that a horse is better than money.
I remember that call.
Yeah. Okay. We can call. This is a 1 minute clip. Chauncey, we call him to talk to him about Black Friday.
That was spectacular.
It was awesome.
Matt in his car singing.
We should save that one for last because that's my personal favorite.
Okay, that one's 6 minutes. And another 6 minutes, Matt's car is stuck at Little Caesars and cannot go backwards.
That one's also hilarious. Yeah.
And then we have a 2 minute one where Matt is on drugs because he had bronchitis, and it's pretty funny. And then we had the one where I read the list of the most annoying things.
I think we should start with that one.
The most annoying things?
Is Brian on that list?
Yeah, sure.
Brian?
These are a list of the most annoying things that people can do, and you were on every single one of them, or you did.
No. This is the list where I had a list of 250 things you can do to annoy people. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And I picked out the ones that I thought you did, and I asked Brian if he'd ever seen you do them.
Oh.
Okay.
I remember.
So, without further ado, here is that clip.
Awesomeness.
249 things to do to annoy people.
Oh my gosh.
Here's what Matt does that made the list.
Okay. Yeah. Like. They don't.
All right, here we go. Tell me if you have seen Matt do these.
Okay.
Okay? If you have seen Matt do these, then I'll give you a ding. If you haven't, then I'll give him a buzzer, and I'll tell you where he's done it. All
right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put my mic in my stand.
You're making me watch Matthew.
Or
think about Matthew.
I'm sorry. I know that's terrible on you and everything.
It happens.
Okay. Number 30 on the list was, while making presentations, or I'll just say, while talking, okay, occasionally bob your head like a parakeet.
No.
No?
Maybe.
I've seen him do that
before.
Is
there a maybe?
No, there's no maybe.
Dang
it's either yes or no.
I hate those.
If you think you've seen him do it, then say yes.
Okay.
That'll make it easy. All right, number 35, chew on pins that you've borrowed.
Yes.
Sing along at the opera. Or sing, like, operatic music randomly.
Yes. It was terrifying.
Yes, I've done that. I know.
Ask
I
the waitress for an extra seat for your imaginary friend.
I've never done that.
I can imagine him do that, but I've never seen him.
I've seen him do that.
I've never done that.
Disassemble your pin and accidentally flip the ink cartridge across the room.
Yeah.
Publicly investigate just how slowly you can make a croaking noise.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've never done that.
See that?
I've seen him do that.
Type only in uppercase.
Yes.
Don't use any punctuation.
Yes.
Occasionally bark in a high-pitched voice.
Yes. No.
Drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yes.
Wear your cap backwards and say, yo, what's up a lot.
I've heard him say, yo, what's up a lot.
Continuously mumble during a conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
When chatting, spell everything incorrectly.
Yes.
I don't spell everything incorrectly.
When walking, talk to yourself constantly.
Yes.
While walking, make car noises loudly.
Yes.
Write in all capital letters and misspell everything.
No.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I don't misspell everything.
So, Matthew, there was only like three things on that list that Brian said you didn't do.
Yeah, but Brian was starting to say yes.
Now, make it fair for both of you. There's like three things on this list that I do.
Yes.
And tell me if you've seen me do these before.
Yep.
Okay? Stomp on little plastic ketchup packets.
Yes.
No.
Well, Matthew's known me longer, but yes, I do that. Honk and wave to strangers.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, honk and point is more like it, but okay, that works.
Ask people to prove everything they say.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. What in an argument, no matter what it's about, keep yelling, I don't see your name written on it.
Yes.
All right. That's the stuff that I do that annoys people.
And also asking
for not annoying.
And also asking for an extra seat for your imaginary friend. You would do
that. Yeah, I've done that before, too. But still.
It happens.
It's the principle.
That's funny.
It's the principle.
It's what the principle?
The principle that you're more annoying than me. So, Matthew.
Yeah.
I know how much you agree with all of that.
Yeah, I find it hilarious that Matthew's just nodding.
I also just got to say to everyone right now that Matthew's like dissecting his microphone stand.
And I'd like to say right now that he's done that ever since the first episode.
Since he first came on here, I've seen him always go.
Someone is seriously having microphone problems.
That's Matthew.
I think it's Matthew because he keeps untwisting
and
bumping
like
it.
Holding the microphone at the same
time. If you touch your microphone, it's going to be annoying.
I'm done.
So don't be doing that.
Nig.
Look, I have a wedding ring.
Ooh, wow.
Wow, suddenly like appear out of nowhere.
Lucas, don't un or Matthew.
You called him
what? What? What?
Sorry.
I am going to murder you.
Sorry.
You're going to die.
I feel something.
You know, let's make a t-shirt that says I have Matthew's picture on it and it says, Lucas, stop doing that.
Nice.
You know, people can take that in the wrong context.
That would be, you're right, that would be actually awkward. Okay, now.
That'd be awkward.
Okay, here's the clips we have left, all right? Matt on drugs, Matt's car only go forward, Matt in his car singing, call to Chauncey, or...
Let's try to break up Matthew, so let's do Whitney next.
Okay, this one is probably one of my favorite clips. This is the one this is right after the Wii came out. Okay, and Lucas had played The Legend of Zelda for the Wii, like, the first time, like, earlier that day.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he got the horse, Epona, how I say it, and he says it like Epona or something.
Epona,
like.
Yeah.
And we got into this big discussion about how junky that name was and how much I hated it. And then we got into somehow the discussion of money and something like that. And then I said women would like horses better than money, and they would like the word Epona better than Epona. And he's like, no, they wouldn't. And I bet him $5. And then I said, okay. And so I picked up the phone and I called Whitney. And this is the conversation that ensued.
I remember this.
This is amazing. This is why I'm the best salesman ever.
This is the first Zelda game ever to start off with Epona, which is freaking awesome.
That's the horse.
The horse.
I pronounce it Epona. Brian, how do you pronounce that?
Epona.
So it's sorry. Epona.
Epona.
What do you say, Lucas?
I say Epona.
Epona?
Epona.
So Lucas says Epona. 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 I say Epona, and Brian says
Epona. Epona.
So you
Epona.
Say it like... Epona. Now we don't know how we say it anymore. Now we're all confused.
I say
so
Epona.
Let's just decide right now on saying it my way of Epona.
No, we're saying Epona.
Epona.
What's wrong with Epona?
I don't like it.
Well, it's stupid. I don't like Epona. That sounds like some kind of software. Let me boot up Epona right now, and let's send some mail to people.
Well,
you know what?
Let's get a flower called Epona.
Okay. That sounds better than a mail thing. Send flower to people than mail. Women like flowers better than mail.
Well,
mail
is
contains
it a
anthrax.
You know what comes in the mail? Money. You know what we like? Money.
You know what women like better than money? Horses.
They do not.
They do. Here, let's call Whitney back real quick. We'll ask her if she would rather have a horse or money. Let's
okay, fine. Fine.
All right. Ringing.
You owe me $5 if she says money.
No.
Yes.
You're not getting your $5 back, Brian. Quit trying. Hello, Whitney.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a horse or money?
I'd rather have money.
Yes!
Oh, burn!
Thank you, Whitney.
I love you.
See if we ever call you again, Whitney.
I love you! No!
Take it back and say you'd rather have a horse.
No!
No. Let the truth stand.
Let the truth.
Which one do you want, Whitney?
Be free.
Horse or money?
Money.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on, horse or money?
You want some money. Get over it.
Well, see, with the money, I could buy a horse.
But why buy a horse when you have a horse? You'd have to actually get out of your house, walk to the horse store, buy a horse, or you could just have a horse delivered FedEx, and all you got to do is unwrap it.
Well, the whole thing is that what will the horse do for me?
It would eat grass and poop. You could ride around on it.
Yeah, you're being a great
ride
salesman.
Around on your
try making money poop. It's impossible. Money doesn't poop. See, the horse is a money machine. Because you could take your horse and you could ride it around and win tournaments in riding and get lots of money for that. And then you could sell its poop as fertilizer. I mean, it's all around greatness. You get more money from a horse than you do by getting money.
Seth, that's comedic gold.
That is true. I'm going to switch. I would rather take the horse.
See?
No.
You would rather take the horse. Brian, you owe me $5.
No.
Now I only owe you $4.
No, that's a lie.
It's true. And see, Whitney, you wouldn't need a car because you could just take your horse out on Kellogg and just gallop to Sarah's house.
Yeah, until the horse died.
The horse never dies.
It dies.
It's a money-back guarantee.
Try to see money die.
It'll come FedEx.
Money will never die.
If the horse dies, the horse will be replenished by the Church of Saguada, or whatever the name of the tree was in the fountain last night.
Well, see, even if my horse dies, I can go sell it for glue, so I make money that way, too.
See? Look at that, Brian!
Well, look,
stop
what does
using
she want?
Your stupid
she
logic.
She doesn't want a horse. She wants money.
The horse has a lifetime guarantee. If the horse dies, the horse will be replaced. That's the way horse businesses work.
Bull.
Why do you
lifetime
think,
guarantee
you ever met anybody
would be
with
the
a
lifetime
horse?
Of a horse.
You ever met anybody with a horse? Yeah. You ever seen that person without a horse?
Yeah.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
Not like at a place without the horse, but have you ever known that person to not own a horse?
Yes.
You're fired.
Lucas, you can't fire me. This is the Seth and Brian
show.
No,
not anymore. Now it's going to be this. Hello, new jingle.
This is the Seth and Brian show.
Whitney, the Seth and Whitney show. That's what it's going to be from now.
No, we're clipping out so badly.
I don't care. All right. Well, we know for sure that it's going to be the horse. The horse is Whitney's choice. Whitney would much rather have a horse. Why did we get on this conversation in the first
Epona.
Place? Oh, that's right. Whitney, which name is prettier to you, okay? Is Epona prettier to you or Epona? Epona?
Epona.
Epona or Epona?
Not E.
Don't. Epona.
Okay. Burn! Burn!
No!
Double win for Seth. Seth wins both times. Whitney would rather have a horse named Epona than money named Epona. Who wins now? Seth wins. Seth's the big winner in the casino tonight.
So that was a.
That was amazing.
I remember.
That's probably my finest moment.
That was amazing,
Seth. Your power of persuasion.
I know. It's incredible.
That's
I know.
His gift.
All right, let's keep this moving.
keep your mom moving.
We can do Matt and his car.
Let's do Matt when his car won't go in reverse.
Okay.
God.
This is a 6-minute long clip. Matt's
car.
I cannot talk. Matt's car will only
Everyone
go.
Everyone, just let's all make weird noises to make Seth feel. There, now you don't feel embarrassed. Continue. Lucas,
what great staff I have. So proud.
Wow.
Look at all these little radio children I've raised.
Yeah.
Where is my samurai sword? All right. Anyway,
hey,
this is Matthew's.
Does that mean you're going to behead us all?
No, that means I'm going to kill myself. All right.
Tropical arch.
Clip 4, Matt's car will only go forward.
How you doing, Matt? Did you get that pizza that we needed?
Yeah, my car busted too.
Oh, great.
What?
Are you serious?
I can't go in reverse.
Oh.
So. All right, explain this to me. No. Your car will not go in reverse.
First off, tell me where you're at.
Car will not go in reverse. In reverse, when I hit the gas, it goes forward. In neutral, it goes forward. In drive, it goes forward. Everything goes forward, but not reverse.
That's probably one of the funniest things I've heard all day, Matthew.
Matthew, that's
the
terrible.
The problem is I'm stuck here sitting in front of Little Caesars with your pizza.
So neutral is actually overdrive?
Pretty much.
Neutral, you sure it's just not rolling forward when it's in neutral?
Yeah, it's going forward in neutral and in reverse.
I mean, it's like driving, pushing forward?
Yeah, like going forward. Like, I hit the gas, I go forward. I will run through Little Caesars if I do anything.
So you can't even put it in neutral and push it backwards?
No.
That's awesome, man. That's a great... I don't even know what to say.
Me either.
I really want my pizza.
I didn't even know this was possible in a car.
I didn't know either. Damn it.
So, go get someone in Little Caesars to help you or something.
No, that's too busy, too. There's like 10 people in there.
Run in there and rip your shirt off.
Oh, my God.
And be like, help me!
This is not condoned by SethandBrian.com.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's condoned only by the Brian portion of SethandBrian.com.
No, only the Seth part, not the Brian part.
Oh, my God.
Well, Matt, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Brian is coming to help me.
I do.
He has your pizza.
Leave Seth here all alone?
I could do a solo show. Sure. No, I could cover 2 hours on myself.
You can't.
Yeah, you're right. That would be boring. Well, I could, but it'd be boring.
Right.
That's the problem. Man, I'm going through these, trying to find these CDs. Hand me the other CDs.
What are you going to do, Matt?
You need to get over here.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. You can push while I try to get it back out. Maybe the gear will. Click.
Well, Sarah just got here. Maybe we should just have Sarah sit in your spot all day today.
Oh, my God.
Here, Sarah, come sit down and put some headphones on. You'll enjoy this. It's your party,
Hi,
Matt.
Sarah.
You figure out to take that off. That was a lot of dead air. I apologize.
Yeah. Well.
All right, well, tell Sarah what's happening. She's got her headphones on now.
Sarah, my car won't go in reverse anymore.
That's hilarious. What did you do to it?
I drove it?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Pretty sure that can't be the only thing that you did to make your car break.
No, one said my transmission would fail one of these days because it was already jacked up, and I guess it did.
So you can't go in reverse? Is that it?
Yeah, he only goes forward. If he's in reverse, he goes forward. If he's in neutral, he goes forward.
So just don't drive backwards.
He's at Little Caesars with Brian's Pizza. Little Caesars with Brian's Pizza.
Oh, so we can't.
And he can't back out of the parking space.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. Drive on the sidewalk.
I wish I could.
Is there no room?
Is there something directly in front of your car? Because if not, just drive over it, man. Just do it. Explain to them.
I can't. Not enough room for me to drive on the sidewalk. Oh, God, would I do that?
How is there not enough room?
Try, and then if you can't, and try up and back up if you overshoot it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
In reverse, it doesn't go forward anymore.
Okay,
does that mean it's in neutral in reverse?
All right, now when I put it in neutral, I hit the gas, yeah, I'm going forward again.
Okay, well then put it in reverse, and then just get out and push it, because that's probably neutral.
Where's reverse? I can't find it.
You don't need reverse.
No,
you just get
Brian,
push.
What probably happened is that his it was like a gear changing, right? When your transmission goes.
Right. Like
so
the
I would assume something like that happened, and so it's just stuck in drive, and when he moves the stick shifter, nothing happens.
That would suck. The clutch died. But that didn't happen, because he's got our pizza. And when he puts it in reverse, it's in neutral.
We haven't even done the opening of the show yet.
So?
This is
about pizza.
It's about pizza. That's right.
Brian's coming here in a hurry.
Well, what am I going to do?
Well, I should make the note that it is a new episode today on this December 9th. And, well, that's about it. Okay. That's all really I need to say at the beginning
of the
show.
So am I going to go over and help Matthew?
If you want, you certainly can, or you can stay here.
All right, well,
you
got
to fight between your friends and your pizza.
Can I be of any assistance?
You going to call us and talk on your cell phone while you're going?
We could leave Matt's car there, and I could go pick him up.
Yeah, you can. I can conference you and Matt in. It'll be like the Seth and Brian show on the road.
All right, I'm leaving.
Do you want to go get Matthew, Sarah?
Because really all he needs is like to park his car and then
I could go
get
pick
a
him
ride.
Up, seeing as how you're like the co-host, and I'm like the fill-in person.
How'd you? Okay, you go get him then.
All right, well, I'm going to go get you, Matt.
All right, Sarah's coming to go get you, Matt. So she'll be there in probably 30 minutes or so. Ow!
Thanks, guys.
Brian, this is hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm
I know. Seriously. That is
that
the funniest.
Sucks. Ain't funny. What is funny? Like, damn, it sucks.
So, that's Matthew stuck at Little Scissors. Basically, what happens is that I just told Matthew that he could say that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a taboo word. So, anyway, back to what we were talking about. Basically, what happened is Sarah went and got him, and then about 30 minutes later, they showed up, and Sarah's like, oh my God. Matthew almost killed me. Basically, what happened is that Matthew was driving
his car,
and he forgot where the road was, and so he took the turn at 40 miles an hour and almost flipped his car.
Wow.
That was fun.
And
thank
Sarah,
you very much.
And Sarah's line was, I was seriously thinking at that point that I was going to drive back here and tell you how we got Matthew's car to work, but he died on the way back home. And then I said, I'm really glad that that's the thing you would do if Matthew was dead on the side of the road is come back and tell us first. But that's how that story ended. So everything worked out okay, and he's still driving the same car. That's happening right there.
Wow. Exactly.
And there has been times where it won't go in reverse.
Why don't you just kill your car? Seriously.
It's called
it's pretty funny money. When you could drive your car in neutral.
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay, so we can either do Chauncey now, or we can do another short Matt, and then Chauncey, and then
Let's
Matt again.
Let's do another short Matt, and then Chauncey, then the long Matt.
Because, Matt, you're just all over the place on this
do
one.
Do you like it when girls say long
this
Matt?
This one is filled. This one's kind of like.
All over the Matt.
This one's kind of like.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not paying attention. Anyway, this
very
one is kind of like The Office, where it's funny because of all the silence. Do you remember the first episode of the show that we did on the 7th of July where we called Matthew and it was the most boring thing in the world
because he
couldn't hear us? Remember that one? This is kind of like that, only Matthew had an excuse because he was on drugs because he had bronchitis. This is this clip. And you're listening to Seth and Brian. Here you go.
I think we should keep Matthew on the phone as long as possible because I think everyone relates and laughs at people who are on drugs. Matthew, why don't you tell a story real quick? Any type of story. Tell about your drive over to the shop.
Fell asleep on the drive to the shop. To get up at like 5 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
I've been awake since 5.
Uh-huh.
Too early to at 5 o'clock.
This is the funniest stuff ever. Oh my god. Anything else that happened exciting while you were on the trip? Matthew? Are you there?
Yeah.
Anything else exciting happened to you?
No, not really.
No? What did you do yesterday?
Loaded some bracing, unloaded some bracing, did some work at some job sites.
Uh-huh. Did you meet any fun people or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who'd you meet?
This guy named Ons.
Ons?
John.
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 John, sorry. Sorry, I don't understand drug slur.
So, that's Matthew really stoned.
Wow.
I kind of prefer it that way.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But we kept him on the phone for a while, but that was actually the most talkative he was, mm-hmm. and so that's the only part that I played. Now, this next clip, we have two clips left. The one, the grand finale of Matt singing in his car. That's 6 minutes long. And this short one where we called Chauncey in honor of Black Friday. This one's pretty funny because, Chauncey's black, first of all. So there's the humor in it. We called a black man for Black Friday.
Sure you could have gotten that from his name, Chauncey.
Yeah.
Because not very many white people.
I know an Indian guy named Jamal.
Also named Chauncey. Also British people, which is basically the same
thing. Did anyone hear me? I said a funny joke. I said an Indian guy named Jamal. Thank you. Thank you.
I thought that was like an African name.
Whatever. Anyway, this is us calling Chauncey. Wow. This is only a minute long, so it's pretty short.
You're on the air with Seth and Brian right now.
Hello.
I am.
Lucas is also here.
Lucas Padukas.
Hello.
We called you to celebrate Black Friday, but you didn't answer, and so we decided that we're going to invent a new holiday called Brown Saturday, and we called the Mexican family the Millions.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we decided to give you one last try.
Okay, well, on Black Friday, I do what most people do on Black Friday, at least most black people, and that's sleep. Okay, so it is the day set aside once a year that we actually get to sleep. All black people everywhere are in their beds, on their couches, or in the middle of Walmart, as I am right now, laying down on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do the other 364 days of the year?
Pretty much the same thing, actually. it's just that this day is recognized.
Oh.
Oh.
So this day...
Yes, I'm moving in just a moment. I'm just sleeping because it's Black Friday. Thank you. I told the store associate there.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Now, the clip everybody has been waiting for.
Actually dreading, probably.
This is the greatest clip ever. Matt singing in his car.
Seth's lying.
Matthew, hold on. This is inside Matthew's car. Yeah. I'm gonna turn us off. That way.
Hello?
No, we're not here. Just don't say anything to him. There's an F word.
There.
What's the time?
like 36:20.
What the heck is he listening to?
I don't know, but this is funny.
He's singing along.
I hope he keeps doing this. This is like theater of the mindless. This is the greatest thing I think I've ever heard.
Hello?
Sing some more.
He can't hear us. This is the beautiful.
Oh, see, that's what he's wondering, because he can't hear anything.
He can't hear us,
Sing some more.
So he just thinks it's just quiet.
Oh, he probably thinks we're playing a clip.
Maybe.
Yeah, because he can't hear when we're playing a clip.
I don't know if he's that intelligent to think that we're playing a clip.
All right, watch this, guys. You ready? Here we go. Turn him down. Man, that was a pretty funny clip, wasn't it, Brian?
Yeah, well, that was pretty
hilarious.
Great.
Hilarious.
That
might
be
ever
the best clip.
See, guys, now we're back on the air. Matt, you can hear us.
All right, well, let's listen to this clip now.
We have a way that we, on the sound system here and back when we were doing the Seth and Brian show, where we could turn us out so people on the phone can't hear certain people. Basically, what we did is we turned up Matthew, and he wasn't responding. And so I turned all of our microphones off so we could hear him, but he couldn't hear us. And we listened to him sing. The way we had it set up, since we don't have a lot of computers, well, we have a lot of computers, we didn't have enough, that when we played clips, the people on the phone couldn't hear that computer. So we basically said Matthew maybe is thinking we're hearing a clip. So what we did is we turned us back on and said, man, that was a funny clip. Here's another clip. And then we turned us off again and put Matthew back on.
All right, guys, here we go.
Opening of credit peak
Oh, we're hitting the DJ.
And it's from 4:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
He's retarded.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm Muslim. That's what you said.
This is
Wee. Down in the middle of the road. I'm crazy for them.
Oh my god.
Thank God I don't host a show by myself, or any show by myself, because that would be boring.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
He said he's glad he's not on a show by himself, because that would be boring.
What the heck? Holy crap, I went a little too far away.
Now he's like talking in Chinese. We could have an entire show like this.
No, seriously.
I don't know if any of our listeners are enjoying this, but we sure are. This is great.
He doesn't even know that he's on right now.
Oh, this is our co-host.
Don't kill me.
Don't kill me.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Oh, he turned off his radio. That's what's sad.
Hi, man. How you doing?
I was on the phone now.
It's... Toll booth.
Yeah, that's gotta be what it is.
It means he's in Wichita.
There you go, man.
Yep.
So should we tell him we know?
No, don't tell him. We'll tell him when he gets in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yikshimosh.
Thank you.
I mean, we should be like, hey, Matt, I'm glad you're in Wichita now.
Oh my god.
Please don't make it.
I don't want to interrupt this beautiful moment.
Come again in.
What? All right.
Trying to get in some emergency traffic. Let's go.
He's talking to himself.
He's talking to the cars.
He is so. That,
okay, honestly, people, do any of us do this?
No. It's because we're all there.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm gonna turn me and Brian back on, and we're gonna ask him if he's in Wichita yet. Okay, it's very nonchalantly.
Yo, come on, no, what the hey, man?
You can't interrupt this stuff.
Please
this is too crazy.
Out the show, what the f***?
Hey, Matt, are you in Wichita yet?
Yeah, I've been in Wichita. What the hey, man? It's like you guys disconnected me or something.
Disconnected you? No. We've just been putting you on hold because we're playing other things, and we can't have you up when we're doing it. Well, anyway, all right, well, we're going to put you back on hold. Don't hang up, though. That way we can keep you, cycle you back in if we need to, okay?
I know. I just didn't hear you guys, and that's what was worrying.
Oh, it's all right. You're still on. Don't worry.
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, anyway, now he can't hear us again.
Ladies and gents, that was quite humorous.
Yes.
He's still up.
So if he says anything, we'll be able to hear him.
Well, apparently your sister thinks that she's getting a laptop. So if they can afford to get her a laptop, you'd think they could get you one too.
Yeah. How do they do that? Is it a Mac laptop or is
it a
PC?
PC.
How sad for Andrea.
I know. She was.
Oh,
she's
singing
depressed.
Again. Hold on. He's singing. Brian actually took off his headphones in disgust. No, actually, he's just putting his shirt back on. Listen to him sing, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I just kind of want to sing along with him. You know?
That's disturbing.
Sometimes I say shit with you.
What is this song?
You never really know.
Oh, this is that Hinder song, Lips of an Angel.
Say my name and you sound so sweet.
Coming from the lips of an angel. Hear your voice makes me weep.
Oh my gosh.
So, the best awesome. Clip ever.
That was hilarious. Oh
Matthew has left the room in embarrassment.
What's truly sad, everyone, is that he still does this. He didn't
does
learn his lesson.
Does anyone
want to
kill me now?
I offered, but you never take me seriously.
Well, where's your weapon?
I don't need a weapon.
She'll just beat you till you die.
That's true. I'll stomp on your throat.
Wow.
All right. Violence. Well, that was beautiful. So,
temporary insanity.
Thank you.
Know what I think we should do?
What?
I think we should do some of this more often.
What, we're making fun of Matthew?
Well, we do that every day. But, I mean, exactly. we should do more tributes to the Seth and Brian show, like our roots. Every once in a while, we should.
Our roots.
Well, maybe we
roots.
Will every once in a while.
My fruity.
I don't know. If you guys, the Seth and Brian show, we're going to put on the VIP section of Duo next month, and then you guys can hear it all uncensored. So, you know, if you want to hear it uncensored, then you can. But
if you're going to go complain to someone about it, then just don't download
that's
it.
That's right.
Don't download.
Well, they have to pay for it.
Accidentally on purpose kill you.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, let's take a break because we're already 40 minutes into the show.
Wow.
We're going to come back with, are we going to call Germany next break?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, we're called Germany next break, and we're also going to have entertainment news, TV show talk, billboards, movies, and the chipmunks.
Yes.
Holy shit. My.
All next break.
And
so,
then GI.
Yeah, and GI in the third break. Yes. Plus Whitney's rap lyrics.
Yeah.
We got a huge show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. All right, welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
What's our phone number? Oh, yeah, 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469. You can email us anytime for free at theshow@duo.com. We'll read your letters on the air. We're going to get to those next break. And you can also watch the show live via streaming video. Hello, everybody watching right now. At duo.com, duoh.com/theshow/live. And there's also recorded flash versions of the show. All the shows we've done since we started broadcast, I think it's like 3 or 4, and you can watch them all there. So it's pretty fun to watch. All right. This break, we got a huge break coming up. We're going to expand our entertainment news and our TV show talk from last week.
Yay.
We're going to do the Billboard albums. There's 4 new albums.
Wow.
This is the first week since we've done the show where Miley Cyrus is not present in the top 5. So we're going to get to those. We're also going to do movies releasing this week and next week. And we have 3 new songs for the Chipmunks Sing the Hits.
Woohoo! So, yes. My favorite.
It's going to be incredible. So let's get started. First thing we should do is the entertainment news.
All right.
Let me find a cool bed for a...
That was definitely a Jim Carrey face you just made right there.
Oh, my God.
That's just a noise, but the face.
That was slightly frightening.
All right, let's find some good entertainment news background music. How about this one?
I'm a tiger.
Is this good for background entertainment news?
Yeah, sure. Right. Why not?
No, we're not doing this.
Britney.
I was hoping for you guys to get mad at me and
Britney.
Say that.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
I just got an iPod Touch, you know?
Yeah.
And the only
what?
Song...
What? No!
Yeah, I know, I know.
What?
I hate him. I hate him.
Ah, anyways.
What?
All right,
wow.
And I can't get my songs on it, right? But I only got 2 songs on it. One of them's this one song, and one of them's Britney Spears' Give Me More. And the only reason why I got that is for the Billboard Top 5.
Why? How? Where is this money that you have? Is it a trust fund?
No,
suck
I saved it up.
But
I saved it up since like my 10th birthday.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
He's a smart kid.
He got like $16.
He did what I did. I did that. I bought this, my GameCube, my Wii, all from stuff I've saved since
I was
like 6 years old.
You know what he bought?
He
bought a body kit. $500
yeah,
body kit.
For my car.
For his car.
This thing is $800. My Wii was $250. I understand. It's not hard to do if you don't spend money on your girlfriend. Cough.
Excuse me.
I'm just giving advice to future generations.
Sarah, you aren't his girlfriend anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
What girlfriend do you have on the side?
I was talking about his girlfriend.
Yeah, dirty.
He's sharing his girlfriend?
Miss Paranoid over there. Yes, I'm sharing his girlfriend.
Ew.
Easy to do.
You're sharing with a 6-year-old?
What?
Oh
my gosh.
That's never going to leave the show.
At least double that age.
At least.
That doesn't make it any better, Lucas.
So I asked her for her ID to see how old she was once, but she was too young to have one.
So are you confirming that you do not know the age of your girlfriend now?
No, I know the age of my girlfriend. It's my dog tag right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In case he dies.
Oh, so she's a dog?
Wow. No, Whitney, it's in case he dies in war and his skeleton is all that's left and they find him and they think he's a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
He's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People could think that right now, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Bird.
I don't know how we got on this.
Bird.
All we're trying to do is just get to the entertainment news.
I'm going to kill all of you.
It's his fault. He's got an iPod Touch. It's his fault.
You know what,
though?
He riled us all up.
I don't know how we got from an iPod Touch to, like,
because it's all
doubling on the girlfriend, but...
Never mind.
Okay. Entertainment news.
Yes.
Okay. Good Lord.
Let's all do the poke it in.
Oh, my Lord God. Everybody watching live right now is seriously going to quit watching live.
Hang on. I think...
all right, Matthew. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Lucas...
Entertainment news.
Some person's going to come in here and shoot you.
Entertainment news. Okay. So... to make everybody mad, since we were talking about money, let's make everybody else a little more angry.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Ad prices for famous TV shows, okay? How much would you spend for a 30-second commercial on Grey's Anatomy? How much do you think it's worth?
$1?
$30 million.
No.
Okay, for someone... okay, Nissan goes to Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. We want to buy an ad. This is how much it is. What's the amount?
$30 million.
This is the most expensive one. $30 million, no.
Oh. Darn.
$50 million.
No.
$10,000.
$1 million.
$419,000 for a 30-second ad.
I'm not surprised.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I am.
Sunday Night Football is next. $358,000. The Simpsons is next. $315,000.
Wow, The Simpsons is third.
House.
That's hilarious.
Or Heroes is $296,000. Desperate Housewives $270,000. CSI $240,000. Two and a Half Men, $231,000. Survivor and Private Practice tied at $208,000. Prison Break $200,000. And, you know, it's freaking a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've got a question. How do you find out if you putting your ads up really does make you more money?
Because people get your name.
Are there, like, statistics?
Yeah. It's Nielsen ratings.
So spending that much money really makes them more money? They don't lose money?
No, they don't
lose money. That seems so crazy. Because, like, seriously, I watch all these commercials. I don't ever go buy a car.
Yeah.
Like, that cannot impress upon me to go purchase
We only charge, like, $200 for an ad for a month on this show.
Yeah, come on.
And it's a minute long. So, come on, people. Anyway.
Well, my dad was telling me that for the Super Bowl, they charge at least like $1 million.
Yeah, so it's almost $1 million. It's over $1 million for each month.
Yeah.
1.3.
Maybe it's just because we're all so young that we don't actually... the commercials have no effect on us.
Could be, but
they do have an effect
on you. Good commercials have an effect on you because you don't remember. You remember the people. Like, it's
in
your brain.
I guess so, because like Burger King commercials, like I remember every single one of them.
Or like the dance, or like the chimpanzees that are dancing Riverdance.
Oh, that was great. Oh, and the Sonic commercials.
I will buy anything that advertises with monkeys. We went to Arby's the other day because of the monkey commercials.
That's true.
All right, news for Matthew. News for Matthew. Okay, are we ready?
Have you found him a woman?
Or should we stick with money yet?
What?
This is something else that's gonna make you really mad. Rolling Stones. Their total for how much they sold on their last tour, the Bigger Bang. $500 million in profit going to the Rolling Stones from their last tour.
I'm not surprised.
But they're all dead.
No, they're not dead.
Apparently not.
But they're dead on stage.
They played 144 shows on their tour, and they raised $500 million.
I'm not surprised.
It beat out U2's last tour, which weighed $386 million.
Wade
in.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why? Do you think everyone just went to their concerts because they felt sorry for them? Like, these really,
no,
like,
they went because they haven't
men.
Toured since, like, the 70s.
But these
80-year-old
men are like,
they wanted to see real life. They wanted to see real life velociraptors.
Did anybody's teeth like fly out of their mouths?
I don't know. I did not go.
That'd be really gross.
Okay. News for Matthew.
What?
No. Vin Diesel and Paul Walker have signed on for Fast and the Furious 4.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I remember
they're
about
actually
that movie?
Doing. They're Fast Vin Diesel's Furious. Actually agreed to do another one.
Apparently, he had a cameo at the end of the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Correct.
And both Paul Walker and Vin Diesel have said they are going to come back for.
Is Vin Diesel gay?
Yeah, so does that mean that
rumored.
Paul and Vin Diesel are going to have gay sex?
They might. They might.
Why do another Fast and Furious?
Oh,
it's dead.
Broke down
also,
car.
I also heard...
What did two men do alone on the street with a broke down car?
Wow.
They bombed.
I also heard that Vin Diesel might sign up for the next Terminator movie.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
And the guy, you know the new detective movie called Life?
No.
You
mean the new tech TV show called Life?
Yeah.
Movie, TV show. That guy who's the main character might also sign up as the Terminator.
Interesting.
Well,
all right. Also news for Matthew. Okay. Serenity 2.
Are they really making a second one?
The guy who played Wash, who died in the end of Serenity. Okay.
Yes.
Spoiler.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie by now, you're never going to see it.
I know.
No, that's
he
not
says
true.
That he says that there may be a Serenity 2 that goes straight to DVD because the movie in the box office didn't perform well enough, but the DVD is selling like hotcakes. So he says that Josh Whedon may release a Serenity 2 straight to DVD. So
finally,
if you want that to happen, cool. Brown Coats, as they call themselves, go buy more copies of the DVD.
Brown
because that's
Coats?
That's
how
they say.
Release the collector's set, too.
Because they're releasing more DVDs and stuff.
It's about a war.
so
that went on and
so basically they just substituted the name Brown Nose and said codes instead.
No, Brown Coats.
Oh,
brown
I thought you said yeah. codes.
Like red coats.
No. Because
lobsters.
Because the main character wears a like a brown yeah. Like no, trench coat.
No, no it's
Matthew
in the Army.
No
the,
one cares. It's a good try.
It's because
no one cares.
It's because of a war they had, and they were like, instead of the red coats, they were brown coats.
Lucas, no one really, still no one cares.
I don't care. I don't care.
News for Whitney.
Ooh.
T.I.'s new album may come out in December. He just had an album come out like 2 months ago, but he's already working on new material.
T.I.
His Grand Hustle label said that he's already in studio working.
Is that the name of his label, Grand Hustle?
Grand Hustle. He is the owner. He founded it. And so the Undisputed King of the South may have a new album coming out in December.
King of the South? Is he from the South?
Yeah. No, he's just the king of it. He was really born in Jamaica.
I wondered if he was just being funny.
I don't know what's going on there. All right, news for me, Jackass 3 may be happening.
Oh!
In fact, they said that it's going to happen. And
sweet.
A lot of people, like Bam Margera, don't want to come back because, well, they're tired of it.
Didn't you and I sneak in to see that movie?
No.
Yes, we did.
Well, also, he's
no,
got...
No, we didn't.
I find it hilarious that Bam got married.
Yeah, so Bam's kind of wants to settle down, but maybe he'll come back. Depends on how much money they throw. Matthew, we can hear that. Depends on how much money they throw in front of him. But so who knows? But Wee Man and Chris Pontius and Steve-O may all come back. So, but they're supposed to begin production in January. Supposed to release a year from now. So that's interesting.
Are you sure we didn't see that?
Yes, Jay Leno may be going to Fox now.
Wow,
traitor!
Wow. Basically, what happened is Jay Leno does not want to leave until Letterman does, because he doesn't want to leave before Letterman because it'll make him look like a serious sissy.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't leave in 2010 like he's supposed to, or 2009 like he's supposed to, Conan O'Brien gets paid by NBC like something like $30 million.
Wow.
So NBC's like, well, if you don't leave, we're going to fire you. So Jay Leno may be going to Fox. That way he'll still be on the air when Letterman is still on the air.
Because Fox, didn't they used to have a late night show?
I don't know.
I thought they used to, like, they might way have. A long time ago.
So. I don't I remember Fox having a late night show.
Yeah, and according to Sarah's brother, Jay Leno's been making a lot of jokes about NBC lately. Yeah.
I don't know if I don't watch, but he's definitely been talking about it on his show about how he is sort of sick of NBC and wants to go somewhere else.
Yeah. I like Conan O'Brien better.
Yeah, Conan. I can't wait till Conan comes on.
Is there
that's
news
gonna be awesome.
For me?
Yeah, here's news for you.
Okay, good.
No, there's no news for you. But this is news to make everybody angry about Jackie Chan.
Was he in another porno?
No. Jackie Chan thinks that Rush Hour sucked and he only made him for the money.
Wow.
He posted on his blog. This is what happened. When we finished filming, I felt very disappointed because it was a movie I didn't appreciate and I did not like the action scenes. I felt the style of action was too Americanized and I didn't understand the American humor.
What? That's hilarious.
He said he because he was offered an irresistible sum of money was the only reason he returned to the movie.
Did you guys like
so
that didn't make me angry. I'd do the same thing.
Now this is what's great, okay? He used the word American over and over, and he's working on a new movie with Jet Li called The Forbidden Kingdom.
No, he said he would. Oh my God, that hypocrite! He said he would never work.
I know.
Jet Li because he does all the stunts by himself, and Jet Li doesn't because he's pussy.
I know, but it's
I
it's
Jet
stupid.
Li was done,
Jet Li. Jet Li is making a new movie called The Kingdom, and this time in advance, he says the movie's no good, and because it's made for Americans. So, Jackie Chan already hates a movie that hasn't come out yet.
Funny is that he's made Rush Hour 1 and 2.
And 3.
And
3. He made Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, so it's all American humor.
And the tuxedo.
It's all American humor, so I mean, I don't
every
understand.
Single thing he's done the last 30 years has been American humor.
Yeah, so I don't understand why he's speaking out against
it now. You know what my favorite movies of his are? The really, really old Chinese ones that are dubbed into English because those are the funniest voices
those
you'll
are
ever
very
see.
Funny.
Get high and watch those. Yeah. That's my advice.
But yeah, so that's all the entertainment news.
There, Sarah?
I think that's about all that really is
important.
Valuable to our show. So now we're going to talk about TV. I know a lot of people in this room right now are obsessed with TV as of, like, me. I buy most of my shows off iTunes except for the NBC shows because they aren't on there anymore.
That sucks.
But
yes, it does.
Here's some TV shows. What TV show are you watching, Whitney?
What am I watching? I watched The Office and...
Okay, did you watch last week's The Office?
Yep.
No, I didn't. Okay. I missed it.
Did you watch it, Colby?
Yep.
How funny was it?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah?
As funny as last season?
No.
See, yeah. that's what I've heard from everyone is that this season so far isn't nearly as funny as the last one.
That's really
interesting.
Sad.
Okay, well, so that's The Office. 30 Rock I really want to watch, but it ain't on iTunes.
Was it, never mind. Okay. I was going to say something awesome, and then I forgot.
Okay.
Wow.
A show I watched last night called Pushing Daisies on ABC.
Hilarious.
Thought it was awesome.
Really?
Loved Pushing Daisies. Can't wait till that's on iTunes so I can watch it.
What is that about?
Watch it.
It was very, like, dark comedy.
It was so funny. Basically, the premise of this show is there's a guy who can raise people from the dead by touching them. So what he does is people who get murdered, he goes and touches them, asks them who murders them, and then touches them again, because if he ever touches them again, they die. Okay? And he collects reward money for finding the killer. So that's his business.
Wow.
Now hold on, I'm telling this story, jeez. Too bad.
I watched it too.
Woman, be quiet.
I'll let you talk about the crappy heroes this season.
Okay.
She can't
kill me. So basically what happens is that if he has a minute that they can be alive. So he has a minute to talk to him. Okay? If they're not dead within a minute, someone dies in their stead. Someone within close proximity. So what happens is that it's just routine until he sees his childhood sweetheart dies. And he picks her up, and they get really emotional, and a minute goes by, and so someone else dies in her place. And so he's like, well, I'm not going to kill her now, because there's really no reason to. But the sad thing is that now he can't ever touch her. Or she'll die. So that's the premise of Pushing Daisies. It's got great writing.
And a funny narrator.
It's got a funny narrator. It's a great show. I'd recommend watching that. Okay. Heroes. Crappy as crap.
No, what a lie. What? Heroes is amazing.
Heroes is terrible this time around.
Really?
I've only seen the first episode, so I really...
Okay, in the first 2 hours of the new season, here's what's happened. It's 4 months afterwards. Peter has amnesia and is trapped in an Irish bar.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, Hiro, the Japanese guy, he's in Japan in the past with a white samurai guy.
Wow.
Okay, he's saved the hot woman. Okay, the Petrellis, they're... Hero's dad has died, and the mom is next. The Petrelli's mom is next.
Yeah. To die, you mean?
Yeah, to die. Oh, okay. Some strange person taking control of everybody and just, like, slaughtering people. And Claire is going to a new school, has a love interest, but is mad because she can't talk about how she's different. And the dad and Mohinder are basically infiltrating a company. And then there's two Mexican people who are just running away from police.
And the girl...
That's all that's happened in the first 2 hours.
She cries, black tears and, like, kills everyone around her.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I love the new season. I think it's spectacular.
They could have covered all this in the first 15 minutes of the show. I want people to die, and I want cool things.
But what Seth forgets about Heroes is that... if they do it like they did last season, it starts out really slow, but then it picks
But I don't want it. But it shouldn't start out slow this time, because the reason it started off slow last time is because there's 11 characters in the show, and they had to build their backgrounds. This time, there's no backgrounds to build.
Yes.
That's what the first season was for. This time, they should throw us right back into the end of the show.
No, they shouldn't, because this is an entirely new plot line.
Exactly. No, it's not. It's what's different about this plot line?
We don't know yet. That's the thing.
Oh. It's a completely different plot line, and we have no idea what the plot line is.
Exactly. They want to keep us in suspense. They're introducing new characters.
No, they introduced two new characters. Two new characters.
But there's a whole lot of old characters you haven't seen yet.
There's only two characters that are new.
There's five new heroes that will be introduced this season.
Yeah, but I want them to be introduced now. Then it would be justification for them being slow.
You are just impatient.
I know, because I want my TV shows to be good right from the start. Sorry for being so impatient.
I
want to
be sucked in the moment I watch it.
For example, another NBC show called Chuck is awesome all the time.
Wow. My mom likes
Chuck. Great from the beginning. Yeah. That show was awesome. That show was great.
The Nerd Herd.
Now, yeah, the Nerd Herd. Family Guy, American Dad, they're all starting new.
Family Guy.
I watched American Dad.
I watched American Dad too.
It was pretty funny. Didn't see the newest Family Guy. Kitchen Nightmares, the new Gordon Ramsay show.
I love that show.
Very funny. It's a
very funny.
Yeah, it's very
British. It grosses me out.
If it wasn't British, that show wouldn't work.
Cavemen. Is that new Geico show?
I heard
supposed
that
to be
did, like,
terrible.
Really crappy.
It's supposed to be a terrible show. Oh. Got great ratings though, so they'll probably be back. Monk and Psych just is great, but they're on hiatus until January, so you know there's not much to say about that.
What about House?
I'm getting there. Back to You is a new show with Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton, the lady from...
I watched that.
And
it's not nearly as funny as either of their previous
shows. It might
shows.
Need some time to mature, but it's all right. It's got that one guy from... the one dad from Wesley Raymond, the one boss from Anchorman in it, that funny dude, he's hilarious.
Oh, sweet.
He's hilarious. And then The Big Bang Theory, I love that show. That one's also very funny, about two nerds who live across from a hot woman. That's pretty much the premise of that show.
Quite
Bones is very good this year. They've actually got a longer storyline, which is kind of awkward for Bones because they've never done that before. House, haven't watched a single episode of the new House because they're not on iTunes. Why? But I heard that the three people did not
come
back.
Because it's owned by NBC Universal.
Yeah, but I heard that the three people had not come back, nope. And that the show is kind of suffering because of it. That's just what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what three people?
Like he fired his three doctors at the end of the at the end of last episode.
I didn't know.
Two of them quit. One of them got fired. Matthew, jeez, Mr. Technical over there. And they haven't came back, so.
Wow.
And
I heard it's kind of suffering because of that. But those are the... Oh, and then A Gossip Girl is Sarah's new favorite show.
That's so
and
amazing. America's Next Top Model.
And America's Next Top Model on
Gossip
CW.
Girl sucks.
What?
No,
Gossip Girl
Gossip
is
awesome.
Is
I
all
love
right.
that show.
It's basically the OC. In
Only
Midtown,
in New
Manhattan.
York, which
yeah.
is cooler.
Yeah, in Manhattan.
I hate
so.
The OC, but I got
it's written by the same guy.
It's going green.
I got
They're
sucked into this. I guess I got sucked into Gossip Girl because of the great music that they play.
They do play good music.
Yeah, only in the first pilot because they didn't have a composer.
True.
Because all that music was gone. They had Rihanna played three times in the second episode. Shut up and drive, drive, drive.
What?
Yeah, so.
Oh, in the third one, their choir at school did
oh,
like.
I saw that part.
It's like an acapella rendition of Glamorous. It was hilarious. I was laughing so hard.
All right. So if you want crap like that.
There's also that one new show, Aliens in America.
I haven't seen that.
Well, yeah. I watched part of it. It was pretty funny. It's about these people that get a foreign exchange student, and they get him from London, but he ends up being like a Muslim from Pakistan. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed
Sounds
that.
Awesome. All right. I want South Park.
Yes, South Park also started last week. Haven't watched the newest episode yet, but I heard it was hilarious.
You downloaded it, right?
No, I have not downloaded the newest episode. It wasn't on iTunes yet, so.
There's another show
iTunes.
Called Moon.
Oh, yeah, Moonlight with
I
the vampire
that.
Cop.
It was hot. I enjoyed it.
I forgot to watch that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, but it's hot.
It's on CBS.
And they're vampire men.
I forgot to watch that, man. I wanted to watch that.
And it's erotic.
Yeah, so.
I've downloaded
I like vampires.
Basically, it's going to, it sucks.
I've missed Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I need a new vampire show. You don't understand.
Hey, would you turn around real quick and look at the computer and make sure it's still recording and broadcasting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because the internet might have just died, and I want to make sure. That's all good. Okay.
Broadcasting, recording,
yes,
is flashing.
Josh Whedon
yes,
has
that means
stated
it's on.
He will not do Buffy.
Good. Buffy sucks.
I love
that. But he also
I was
stated
never
he
allowed
won't do
to watch.
Any more Firefly, and he's coming
yeah,
out.
Well, who knows? Yeah, that a lot of people in the TV industry like to lie, so that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I was never allowed to watch Buffy.
Yeah, but that's the TV that shows. Buffy. Anyone got any new TV shows that they want to talk about? Yeah. I think we covered pretty much every single one.
Always
what?
Sunny in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Yeah, that's on FX. That one's
that
supposed
show.
To be very funny.
I saw the new episode.
So hilarious.
Is it hilarious? Yeah, I heard that show is also very funny.
I got like the first season on my iPod.
Oh, you do?
Oh, there's another one that we watched. That Tell Me You Love Me.
Yeah, that was a new HBO show that's got graphic
that
sex in
it. Oh, it is not for children.
It is not.
It is not for children.
But it's
all.
Got that Tell HBO. It's got that HBO style writing to it, so it's very good. I mean,
they're like individual, like little short films. It was really
yeah,
well
but that's
done.
HBO. I mean, that's how HBO's always been.
Malachi and Matt Riddle are Russell are into watching that 6 Feet Under. They're like
that's another HBO show.
It.
Yeah, that show's off the air now though. Yeah. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I've never
which is the Larry
hilarious.
David show, the one that kind of replaced Seinfeld after Seinfeld went off the air, where it's all improv.
Nice.
Great.
Amazing.
Really?
It's awesome. It's hilarious.
I've never seen that. Why don't you show
Chris,
me these
Chris
things? You don't want
it
me involved
day.
In your life.
No, it's because they're on HBO and I don't have HBO.
Chris rented it one day and brought it home along with the Ollie G show.
Yeah, it's funny.
It
Ollie G.
So, Pushing Daisies, Chuck, and America's Next Top Model, Gossip Girl, Family Guy, American Dad, Kitchen Nightmares, Cavemen, Monk's, Psych, Back to You, Big Bang Theories, Bones, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and pretty much everything that's not produced by NBC is all available on iTunes for you to watch. A lot of them are free right now. All the Fox pilots are free right now.
Wow.
And then there's a bunch of CW pilots that are free right now, so it's really cool. iTunes is really pushing, and NBC missed out. So, but yep, that's how it works, and that's our TV show news. So let's move right on to the Billboard Top 5.
All right.
Now,
Fergie's off of it.
No, Fergie is still on, but we'll get there. Top albums, 4 debut albums, brand
Sweet.
New this week. Okay.
Are they good or are they crap?
Number 5 is the only one that's not new, and it's Kanye West. Stronger. Okay. Still sold a bunch of copies, but
I'm over that song right now.
Went from 1 to number 2, got beat out by Reba McEntire last week when we weren't here, and now it's down to number 5. Okay, number 4, Jill Scott.
What?
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, so that's that chick. I don't really know who she is. I've never heard that on the radio.
I really don't care.
Yeah. Number 3
song.
Is the Foo Fighters.
They have a good song on.
Oh.
That's Echo Silence, Patience and Grace. That's a new album, debuted at number 3. Debuting at number 2, Keisha Cole, Just Like You. He gonna love you the way he should. So this just tells you that a good single will sell the CD because it debuted at number 2.
But the music in that is horrible.
I did not care.
Apparently 200,000 people liked it. And then a lot more people liked this one. The number 1 album, Still Feels Good by Rascal Flatts.
Oh, yeah. My friend from school, she's like, oh, my God, the new Rascal Flatts CD is coming out today. And I'm definitely like leaving
so
school
excited.
And going exactly to Best Buy and buying it.
Yeah. So Rascal Flatts kind of fits into that category like Fergie's single where it's not country, but it's not rock. And so it gets played on both stations. And so they make lots of money. And it's genius. Speaking of Fergie, number 6 this week is Timbaland's Apologize, which is quickly climbing, which hopefully next week will beat out Fergie. Because this week on the Billboard Top 5 Singles, Fergie is number 5. Yep. As soon as I find it, where's it at? Here it is. Everybody loves Fergie. We've heard that song enough.
That song is
Hanging Up There is The Way I Are by Timbaland featuring Carrie Hilson. It's number 4. Up from number 68 last week.
Wow.
Britney Spears, Give Me More. Number 3. Number 2 is Still Stronger by Kanye. Still up there. And then back up to number 1 for the second week in a row. Number 1. What?
Crank that.
Crank that. Superbred, now why me jockeying on them, hate them, man. Apparently this guy cannot figure out what his name is because now his name is Soulja Boy Tell 'Em. Not just Soulja Boy. It's Soulja Boy Tell 'Em now.
That's funny.
Because, Soulja Boy Tell and then apostrophe E-M. Tell 'Em.
That's his whole name?
Yeah, that's his artist name. His name is Soulja Boy Tell 'Em, and the name of his album is SouljaBoyTellEm.com.
On my way here from college today, I heard Kanye's West song like played 5 times on the
It's an amazing song.
I'm
surprised they haven't played the one with T-Pain more, honestly. I can't believe Stronger is still doing better than that.
I'm getting so tired of Stronger.
I know. Stronger is getting on my nerves.
I have heard Apologize a lot more lately, though, and I really hope it gets up there because that song's so much better than that.
It's at number 6 right now. Jay Holiday's Bed is at number 7. Feist 1-2-3-4 is at number 8.
Yay,
and then Let It Go by Keisha Cole is number 9. And Kobe Calais' Bubbly is number 10.
Bubbly? I've never heard of Bubbly.
You have heard Bubbly. I played on the show before.
We did.
Yeah. So it starts in my toes and I cream on my nose. Yeah, that one. So we've all heard that one. Now, movies coming out this week. There's only really one big movie coming out. It's a Farrelly Brothers movie. They're really famous for Dumb and Dumber and Something About Mary. They really haven't had a big funny movie since Something About Mary. This one does not look like it's going to hold the streak. This is The Heartbreak Kid. It's got Ben Stiller.
How did you get into environmental research?
I wanted to do something that I really love.
She's gorgeous, fun. She's a great person.
At some point, you're just going to have to close your eyes and jump.
I've only known her for 6 weeks.
You should be thanking God that a woman this fantastic would even consider you.
You may kiss the bride.
God. Can you believe it? I finally took the plunge. I got the next 3 weeks off. We're road tripping it down to Cabo.
So how's Lila?
I'm telling you, the second we got married, it's like a switch flip.
Oh, I love it!
She's a nightmare, Mac.
Yeah.
Go away!
Wait, what? Are you serious? Oh. So this other girl, doesn't bother her that you're a newlywed?
Nada!
I haven't exactly made it clear to her yet.
Basically, this movie is about how Ben Stiller marries some woman who's great, and then they go on their honeymoon, and she's horrible, and he falls in love with another woman who's really great all the time on his honeymoon.
I'm really sad you cut out the part when she's in the car singing along to Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, I really wanted to play that in the air.
She makes my
I heard that this is like a really horrible show. It's like really stupid. Nobody liked it at all.
Yeah, so who knows what's going to happen. But coming out next week, there's a bunch of movies coming out next week.
Oh, can I say, Ben Stiller is one of those male actors that does not look distinguished with gray hair. He just looks old.
Yeah. No, I don't like
he
it.
Doesn't.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, a new Joaquin Phoenix, Mark Wahlberg movie is coming out next
Phoenix
week.
Joaquin Phoenix is so hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. If I could
because
marry
his name is Joaquin, right?
No, Joaquin.
This movie is called We Own the Night. The nightclub owner Bobby, played by Joaquin Phoenix, and his police officer brother Joseph, played by Mark Wahlberg, have taken decidedly different paths in life. A near fatal incident causes them to unite in a deadly confrontation with the mobsters who run Bobby's club.
Sounds interesting.
Another movie coming out next week is Elizabeth: The Golden Age. This stars Kate Blanchett, Clive Owen, and Jeffrey Rush. England's Queen Elizabeth struggles to maintain her powerful reign in the face of conspiracies to overthrow her and a budding relationship relationship with explorer Sir Walter Raleigh, played by
my
Clive
dad wants to go see Elizabeth too. I want to
because
go
see she was like
the
virgin
also.
Queen, but yeah. Y'all know she wasn't really a virgin.
Yeah. A new George Clooney movie coming out this next week is Michael Clayton, an in-house fixer at the top of New York law firms, risks his career and his life on a sabotaged class action suit that puts him against a rival litigator.
Okay, so next week we're definitely going to go to see one movie and then sneak into all the rest of them. That's our plan for next weekend.
Yeah, and then a new Sean Astin movie comes out. He kind of floats it towards the bottom here.
Oh,
called The Final Season, The Residents of Norway, Iowa. That's the name of it.
I was like, what?
Residents of Norway, Iowa, rally behind their championship high school baseball team. The varsity Norway Tigers, coached by the legendary Jim Van Squeak.
Squeak?
I don't know how to say it. Played by Powers Booth. Do you know who Powers Booth is, Whitney?
No. Powers Booth.
That's Noah Daniels on 24.
Oh.
Powers Booth. Okay. And during their last season before
movies.
The school is merged into another. So that seems kind of like any other sports movie you ever watch.
I don't know. Do you boys watch sports movies? No. They all have the exact same plot line. There's
so
a really,
often.
Really crappy sports team. Some coach comes along, makes them better. They win a game. Oh my God, everyone loves them again. Someone inevitably like dies or gets hurt.
But now
and it brings
starting
the team
to make
together.
Them, like,
I hate them. They all have the exact same plot line.
Coach Carter is the only one that does.
No, Coach Carter's like that too.
Some of them are starting to be like that now. Where
it
they
was a
don't win.
Good team already. He just forced them to be academic. That's the only thing.
But it's all about some coach comes along and makes the team better in some way. It's stupid.
Yeah. Always like that.
It's stupid.
Always.
I want to see about the teams where kids are on steroids and they all get like thrown in jail.
Yeah.
That would interest me.
And then they all get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about we do a story about let's do a story about the pro NFL and how all the guys do random drugs. Their sex life and all the horrible things that they do.
Oh, and you know about
how some
dog
get away
fights.
With murder.
My brother,
dog fights. We got to add that
David
in there too.
My brother David could talk about that because he used to be a bouncer for the Denver Broncos.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They get their own bouncer?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I will say this about him. He's a really
sexy
intense
ladies.
Looking Mexican.
He could. No, he's half Mexican, half Native American.
He's intense looking.
He could like.
He looks like he'll knife you, basically.
His whole right forearm is like made out of titanium.
Adamantium. He's Wolverine.
Wolverine.
All right.
All right. Do we want to do chipmunks next, or do we want to call Germany?
Let's call Germany and end with the chipmunks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
The best.
Germany. What we're going to do is basically we're going to call Germany just because it's funny to call Germany.
Because it's rocked
over. There's really no other reason to call Germany than it would just be funny to call Germany. So what
and
we're going to
like
do now.
Like beer fest or something?
Yeah, Oktoberfest. I don't know if it's still going on, but that's kind of what made me think that it would be funny
Can
to
I
call
have
Germany.
So?
I'm going to play it over the monitors.
Oh, fine.
The rest of us have to be quiet, though.
Here, well, actually, you can wear these headphones if you really want to. Let me get you some headphones. Put those there. Oh, I don't have the splitter.
So,
okay, well, never mind.
I will add this, though. I took Germany.
Matthew, run out there
Germany.
And grab the splitter
you
on the table.
Germany. I took German last year with Malachi, and so I learned a couple German phrases, most of them way too inappropriate for Lucas to want to use, because we don't want to insult the Germans, but I wrote some down for him. If anybody starts really acting up, Lucas, you just got to start calling them Schlampas and Zuhalters.
Schlampa!
Du bist eine Schlampa.
Du bist eine Schlampa.
Du bist.
Du bist. Du bist eine Schlampa.
Wow.
Du bist ein Zuhalter.
I think
du bist ein Zuhalter.
That is, you are a slut or you are a pimp.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to turn us out of the monitors, but Lucas's microphone picks up sound really well, so we can't be too loud, okay? But they shouldn't be able to hear us that much. They'll just be able to pick up what we say in the background.
This will be
mic.
Awesome.
Basically, we're going to call Germany, and Lucas is going to talk to people and probably insult them somehow. The first bar we're going to call is Cafe Tijuana. In Munich, Germany.
Cafe Tijuana.
Wow. The phone number is 49. That's the country code.
Yeah.
And then 33040724. So let's call Germany. Lucas, are you ready for this?
German.
Let me get my chi in place.
Okay. This is going to be probably the funniest thing we've ever heard in our lives. I don't know what time it is over there. I think it's like after midnight right now. So we're going to get really drunk Germans.
All right.
It's calling. We're going to hear that really weird foreign ring.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Oh.
Kein Anschluss unter
it's the German
Nummer.
Operator. Heil!
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
She sounds hot.
Heil Hitler.
Man, everything in German. I want to talk to her for a while. Okay, let's try another German bar. This one is Bar Zest. Okay?
Buzz.
2800
It's at the gay bar.
666
Got them, dude.
It's a devil bar.
I know. It's located at 23 Alderbuster in München, Germany.
It's 11:34 in Berlin.
Okay, so it's right before midnight. So we're gonna catch them right before.
We have 11 viewers right now. Not even kidding.
Well, good. I hope you enjoy.
Wow.
16
Okay, shh.
Hello.
Oh, number doesn't exist. What? What lies? Okay.
Should you try calling some of these
I did. This is, okay, the one that I'm going to call right now is the one that I tried to call before the show that the guy picked up. This is the Bar Central, also in München, Germany.
19 viewers.
You don't need to say that stuff on the air.
Can I flash him?
No.
No. No.
You're just
Scarlet. I bet you every single one of the viewers were like, yes, please.
Unless they're all women.
No. Yeah. Well, okay. They want to see
all right. Shh. We're calling back Germany
okay,
now.
Turn down their microphones so they don't talk.
There it is. That's a foreign German ring. Here we go. Germany.
Guten Tag.
Hallo?
Sprechen Sie Englisch?
Bitte?
Sprechen Sie Englisch?
Bitte? Hallo?
Hallo?
Ja?
Sprechen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich spreche kein Englisch.
Hast du Sushi?
Sushi? Nein, wir liefern kein Essen. Falsch hier.
Who's the pizza?
Oh, he hung up. He didn't like that.
Oh. Horror. Horror.
What the
pissed
hell?
Pissed off a German, Lucas.
Lucas.
Wait, call him back again.
Let's okay, we'll call them back if Bar München doesn't work.
But he said he doesn't speak English. So.
I know. It's just what made it funnier.
Why couldn't I say, ist der ein Mann oder Frau, dort sprechen Sie Englisch?
You should have done that, then.
Okay. Now we're going to call the Bar München, which I guess München? Basically translates into Munich.
How do I say hi?
Hello. By the way, I purposefully butchered his German so it sounds
what?
Stupid.
How come that doesn't work? I'm offended by the fact that he says these numbers don't exist. Google, you have let me down.
Google, for shame.
Google.
Man, Germany sucks.
It's a little boy band.
I know. What's the deal with Germany?
Can we call that guy back? I want to say, I want to like burn him.
That'd be funny to call someone.
Maybe the people at that hostel killed everyone.
Maybe.
Disconnected all the numbers.
There was a number that for a hotel, and it said hostel.
So how do you say...
That's because they're all basically called
hostels. How do you say you're just jealous because you lost the war?
You're just jealous because you lost the war.
Okay.
No, in German.
I have no idea.
Colby, you inadvertently picked a great idea. I'm going to have Lucas, I'm going to have you call the Ara... Bella Sheraton Grand Hotel.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
In Munich, I want you to get a reservation for us. Can you do that?
Lucas, yeah, but great. There's something else you should ask if he's calling a hotel instead of food. You say, you just need to be like, do you have a bed for Zwei Jungermann for two young men? That's what you need to ask.
Zwei Jungermann?
Zwei Jungermann.
Zwei Jungermann.
Zwei Jungermann.
What?
Zwei Jungermann.
Zwei Jungermann.
It's connecting. I don't know if it's going to... Okay, it's calling, it says. Awesome. There's that foreign German ring.
Hello.
Hello. Yes?
Sprechen Sie English?
Yes? How can I help you?
I was wondering if you had two beds for zwei junge men.
For tonight?
Yes.
No, we're actually fully booked.
Fully booked?
Yes.
Sorry. What is the next date you are open?
Sorry?
Available.
The next day we're open?
Yes. Available.
Next week, why?
I would like to make reservations.
Have you been here before?
No.
Where are you calling from?
America.
You have to call on Monday in the reservation department. Because right now we have midnight and there's nobody here who can make reservation at this time. And we are booked until, because we have a fair going on in Munich at this week. So the next day will be Wednesday available.
You're but just jealous because you lost the war.
Wow.
Oh my god. She said the hotel's all booked up because of Beer Fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
okay. Amazing. Well, now let's call.
Now we're going to go to war with Germany. What the hell? Yep.
Yeah, Lucas, you're gonna call a war.
Germany's gonna like we're gonna. I'm gonna start like another world war.
You had like an Indian accent for a while.
I know. I didn't want.
Oh crap! Okay.
I didn't want them to know who I was.
Oh yeah, they're gonna know you. Yeah. Famous radio DJ on internet. Call us.
That was like Chinese.
Say we're jealous for losing war. All right, now I'm gonna have you call the Easy Palace, Jungen Hotel. The Jungen. There's like no.
Oh my god.
I don't know what all this thing is. Wow. 8, 7. No, you don't need to pronounce it right. That makes it less funny. Go over there, sit down. Over there, sit down. Go, Lucas. It's calling.
Okay.
Well, ask if they speak English first. Spreken Sie English should be the first thing that come out of your mouth. Says it's calling.
I know.
Taking a long time. I've got to connect to that German. Oh. Man, that is the hottest operative ever.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we're going to call the Bavarian Creamfield Hotel or something.
What?
You need to ask if there's a room for two young men and then say, do you also offer young men as masseuses?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, do they
These
have
German numbers are
weird.
Do
they
weird.
Have German yeah. accents?
I guess Google doesn't keep their like German numbers very up to date.
That's a shame.
That was sad. In my pants. I
don't know. Really?
Will you rub good? Will you rub pumpernickel bread all over me? All
right. Here we go. Foreign ring. Here we go.
All right.
It's a hotel. Does no one pick up the phone at a hotel?
It's 12 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's an old suit. That's a 24-hour lobby. Oh. That's why America is better.
Yeah.
They're drunk.
I thought they were together at October 1st.
Oh, how sad for everybody.
I was like, why do Germans sound like Matthew?
Okay. No, they're not going to answer because they hate us.
No, so they're probably really,
they're like,
really
American
drunk.
Number, no long distance.
that one chick,
even though we're paying for this.
That one chick just notified all hotels that an American just started World War III.
We're going to call back the Munich Bar, or Bar Central, one more time.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Lucas, mm-hmm. this has to be your finest hour. It's the last call we're going to make to Germany for Chipmunk Sing the Hits.
Make it hilarious, Lucas.
First place we called right now. They're not going to answer either. Maybe we just hit closing time.
Maybe.
Guten Tag.
Hallo?
Hallo.
Wer spricht da?
Schmitzer.
Wie bitte?
Euer Hitler!
Please tell me you hung up.
Oh my god. Oh. Wow.
Lucas, now all these drunk Germans are gonna go and pass the airport.
Oh my.
Oh, okay.
Probably on speakerphone.
Hi. All
right. Okay.
You know what would have been really bad though is if we would have went, a little too.
Okay. Chipmunk Sing the Hits.
Great transition.
You know what we should do? We need to have Lucas start calling many countries.
I have no idea how we could transition better from that. I don't know. I don't know how we could transition at all from that to this.
Yes.
All right. Chipmunk Sing the Hits from people who haven't heard this before. Okay. Chipmunk Sing the Hits is basically we take famous songs and I run them through a computer program which raises their voices to sound like chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Three pretty famous songs this week. One's on the charts, one's raising, and one is coming up soon. Okay.
Should it be rising?
Oh, first song we're gonna play is "Give Me More" by Britney Spears. This is the original. Everybody's heard this. Now let's see if it'll actually make a hit as sang by Chipmunks.
I think it's much improved, honestly. Yeah. Yes.
I think that's beautiful. Next song. Whitney's favorite song. Always makes Whitney dance.
I wanted to do this.
And then here it is.
The T-Pain part.
Yeah. And then, whoa, I just sounded really loud right there. And then, ooh, oh, I know what happened. Turn me down, turn me back up. Okay, next song
Camel.
Is...
What?
Lucas.
Camel. Right.
Next song is Apologize. One Republic, you know, Timbaland.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Nice.
I think everything sounds better as Chipmunks.
Yes. I agree. Of course, you know, it's just how Matthew sounds all the time when he talks, so we could just listen to him all day.
I was just going to do that, you know, just for a little bit, but, you know, that bit is so great. I just love doing Chipmunks. It's going to be a staple of the show, I think.
I agree.
All right, well, we are seriously an hour and 40 minutes into the show right now.
Wow, yeah.
So we are now going to take a break, come back with the Gangster Indian, Whitney's rap lyrics.
Yes. Wow.
And reader letters, and then that'll be the end of the show. Ooh, so we will be sweet. Right back.
I think I like taking off my shirt too much.
Good to know.
Wow.
Thank you for opening the show with that. Welcome back to the show. Lucas did a great job calling Germany last break. We're going to try to keep the energy going very well. This break, we're going to have Whitney's rap lyrics.
Yes.
Two of them that I think are the best. And then we're going to have reader letters and the gangster ending to close up the show.
But
you can call the show live, 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469. Not usually at this time. We usually do the show Saturdays at 2 o'clock Central. That so that's good. When you can call, but, you know, due to Whitney being late because of her Mexican family being
I
over.
I apologize to
We had
everybody.
To start at 4 o'clock today, but usually we start at 2 or 3. 2? Is it 2? No, it's 2. What am I thinking? 2 o'clock we start. And you can call us, and you can also email us, theshow@duo.com, D-E-W-O-H is our email address, and we read those letters on the air. All right. Speaking of reader letters, let's just start with the reader letters. We have, I think, 3 or 4. I don't remember how many. I copied
Sweet.
Some of them here. Some of, I, you know, we get a lot more than
I
the ones I read on the
letters.
Air, but I read
I
some
too.
Of the best ones. You know, I try to get a good
is
mix.
Is one about me this time?
Of reader letters. Yes, actually, there is one about you this time.
There's always one about
wow.
you.
And three of them are from girls, one of them is from a guy. Chris from Milwaukee. The home of the cheese.
Have we gotten one from him before?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I like the fact that you are doing more entertainment news on your show. Give it a little more time and add some more stories. It'll be great if you just add some substance to it. And I think we did that this week.
Yes.
So there you go. There's his comment. I don't want people to think that we only read like mail that says like Lucas is the hottest thing ever. So.
Yeah, it's of course yeah. most happy.
All right.
Or are women asking to have your baby?
Kimberly from Richmond, Virginia. Which I have an itinerary the size of this state. Sarah and Whitney, you guys crack me up when you dance during the commercial break.
Sweet. We do that every time.
And Whitney, nice. Don't cut your hair. I like it long.
Oh, I won't then.
Okay. Just for you, Kimberly.
Outstanding.
Aaron. It's a girl, Aaron, because it's E-R-I-N, not a...
Could be a man.
Okay. Aaron, the girl.
How dare you judge.
Any chance your video could be available as a download? I want to watch it on my iPod. The answer is... Nah. The problem is that our show is usually over an hour, so we'd have to have a huge hard drive to put it. So you can only watch it online at duo.com/the show/live, and you can watch all the Flash shows there. But
mm-hmm. you can download my show on your iPod.
Eventually, when we're millionaires doing the show, we will put them all available for iPod. But otherwise, you're just going to have to live with the shows that we already offer on iPod. But we can't do ours. Sorry, guys. Marissa from Emeryville, home of Pixar.
Pixar.
Coincidentally.
Wow.
Lucas,
nice.
You are the best.
That was it?
I just want to know that I disagree with this.
Is that all?
No. Okay. I love your random chicken noises and how you cluck like a turkey at the most inappropriate times. It's addicting. I got in trouble at school last week for gobbling. It was great.
Yeah.
I figured I would give you 30 seconds right now to gobble all you want. All right. That was the fastest 30 seconds I've ever had. Okay. All right, Whitney, I know you've been bugging me for 2 weeks to read these on the air.
Two weeks. I haven't heard any of them, and I'm dying to know what people are saying.
I sorted out the crappy ones.
Really?
Here are two good ones. One of these two should be your rap, in my opinion.
You never should have told him about the goblin.
No more gobbling, Lucas. That's enough gobbling. You have two. One from a girl and one from a guy.
Ooh.
Mm. Do you want the short one by a girl or the long one by a guy first?
Let's do the short one first.
Okay. This is from Nikki from Sampson, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Sampson, okay? Alabama.
Here's the lyrics. I'm not going to read it with any style. I'm just going to read it like it's written. Okay?
Okay.
Witty sit in the house. Time for y'all to bounce. I got the booty that make you shake. I'm the cutie that make you quake. Stand up, get up, look up, shut up. And then the hook goes, my name is Witty Scent, y'all. I'm the freaking king. My name is Witty Scent, y'all. Stand up, freaking sing.
That is amazing. Very cute.
Wow, I like that one. That.
Okay,
Nikki.
And then here's the one with the double verse and a regular-sized hook. This is from Tom in Cleveland.
Tom.
Oh, yeah, all right,
here
Cleveland.
It is. There's something new on the street, something hot, something sweet. Come and get my CD, something fresh from the ICT. Doesn't matter what you heard about me. I'm bringing sick rhymes for you, G. Witty Scent, y'all. I'm new on the street. Doesn't mean I'm a busted because I bring the heat. You be bouncing your head when you hear my beat. Watch your back. I'll cap you in a field of wheat.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then here's,
here's
the chorus. W-H-I-T, something sweet, something juicy for you all for free. W-H-I-T, something hot and fresh for you all to see. So there's his. You don't have to pick now, but I figured that you could pick over the next week, and then we'll tell the winner next week who won the rap contest, and then we'll go into studio and we'll record the song.
Sweet.
They only
awesome.
Send in one verse and a hook because that's all I asked for.
Right.
So we're going to have to write the second verse.
Nice.
So we'll also sit down and we'll do that, and that'll be fun to do. Yeah. So
those are really good, actually, now that I think of all
can
the...
Can we combine them?
Yeah, ooh. I don't know how I would do that with prizes, though.
Oh, that's true.
Sorry.
Really
but yeah, true. Anyway, so I don't know what contest we're going to do next. You heard it in the break before this one. So, I mean, not people who listen live. You got to download the show to hear what we're going to do. But we're giving away prizes pretty much every week. I don't know if we will this week. I don't know. I'm kind of broke. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, now, the moment.
Advertise with us and we'll give away more prizes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, the moment we have all been waiting for.
Yes.
With
bated breath.
It's been over a month since Bim Bada Bada Bum Bum Day has returned to be the best thing that's ever happened to the show. I get more hate mail about this than I anything else.
Are you serious?
No, I'm making that up.
Yeah.
This has a new theme song that I made especially for Lucas.
Yes.
He has not heard this yet.
It's so hilarious.
It's going to be great. Now, here is the exciting conclusion.
Yay! I'm excited.
This is the exciting conclusion to the gangster Indian in Las in wow. Meets His Father. This is the gangster Indian in Las Vegas.
After the crushing death of his father, pun slightly intended, our hero starts off his journey by asking around for directions to the man he was looking for, Badger. Mr. Badger, who Connie Jones-Smith Alupa Lupa. We meet up with our hero right after he disembarks from his plane in LAX.
No, Devil Stardust! I will not turn over my hash! I will pimp slap you back to Jamaica! If you mess with me, I am Bim Bim! I have death in family! Yay!
Sir, I only asked if you would like some peanuts for the road.
Oh yeah? Well, then fine. I will take 37 bags.
How about one?
30?
One.
15.
One.
10.
Take it or leave it, Muhammad.
Fine, I will take it. Look.
Okay, hold on, I gotta get some.
Skit, skit.
I'm sorry, we're out. A man named Badger apparently ransacked the supply and took all of them.
As soon as these words left the stewardess's mouth, our hero grabbed her by the collar and said,
Badger? Badger, who got any jokes with a Luma Luma?
Sir, please take this serious.
Oh.
Wait. Yes, that was his name.
Where is he going?
It looks like he's going to Vegas.
How can I get there?
I don't know, genius. Maybe a car?
Eureka! Praise Allah! I shall travel by camel!
Allah? The narrator never gets any credit. And I said car, not camel. Anyway, our hero, now with the information of where to find his target, rented a car and drove to the local camel hut to rent a nice two-humped, five-jointed camel so he could ride to Vegas. However, because he only had a license to sell helicopters and kill, he could not ride a camel. So he went to the black market to get a camel chauffeur and a camel with three humps that wasn't a total piece of... So he went to the black market to get a camel chauffeur. He finally finds a chauffeur named Jay Rule, and they hop onto the fire red six-jointed three-hump camel.
This three-hump is dope. Pedal to the metal. I want to be in Vegas by morning.
Alrighty, baby, babe.
Jay Rule whipped the camel late into the night, fueled by his passion for whipping things and 42 ounces of peach schnapps. They reached Las Vegas on Labor Day weekend at 6 a.m. Just as they were driving, a strange figure walked in front of their camel, Julio. Jay Rule, drunk off of his booty, trampled this figure, jumped off of Julio, and fled from the scene of the crime.
Come back! I need to talk to Badger!
You I was walking here. Do you know how to ride a camel? I'm Ed McMahon.
I apologize, my old friend. But you walked in front of my camel, Julio.
Lies and deceptions.
I am looking for my friend. A friend that knows a secret that will change the course of humanity.
Well, that is very... serious. What is his name?
His name is Badger.
Ah, yes. I met him. I loved him.
Okay, then.
I will take you there.
Suddenly, a black Oldsmobile drove up, and Ed and Bim Bim Bada Bada Bum Bum Day were quickly whisked inside.
Quick to the Playboy Mansion.
Is that the Playboy Mansion?
No. But we'll be there soon.
Our hero, not thinking with his head, quickly agreed and they partied late into the night with girls named Chastity, Jessica, and Paul. It was at this time that our hero saw a man with a giant name tag that read, The Badger. Bim Bim Bada Bada Bum Bum Day chased after him, but sadly, he was on a different level. All our hero could do was yell his name.
Badger! Who can you don't spit the loopa loopa?
Yeah?
I must speak with you about my father.
You must be me at the swamp!
What swamp?
The swamp of endless mystery!
At this time, Badger disappeared into a puff of smoke. Our hero stood in disbelief as Ed McMahon walked up and said,
Hey, baby, come back to my place?
No, you fool. I must return to Julio. I must get to the swamp of eternal peril.
Fine, whatever, your loss.
Join us next time for another exciting edition of The Gangster Indian. So...
Oh my god, that was amazing.
I love Seth like I've loved no man before. That was amazing.
That could possibly be the greatest thing that was ever created in the history of mankind.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
What?
I love that voice.
The Badger voice?
Yeah.
You must be at the swamp?
What the hell is up with Badger, man? It's like you like had a whole cancer.
I think my favorite was Ed McMahon and his cussing.
Yes. Ed McMahon, the dirty guy. I thought that was beautiful. Well, anyway.
What the bleep ever?
We're going to try to do one of those once a month. So next month, probably the first week of the month, we'll do another one, and it should be great. So
that was amazing.
That's the end of the show.
That was
that's a beautiful
that was
on.
The season premiere, finale, and everything in between.
Yes, that was great. Next time I believe we're gonna have Chuck Norris appear, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So just it's gonna be great, people watching
Chuck
so
Norris.
And people listening, thank you for listening, thank you for downloading.
Yes,
we're done with the show.
We
gotta wrap
you.
This thing up. It's almost 2 hours long.
Wow.
So thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching.
Thank
call
you.
Us next week, email us, we'll read them on the air. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Later.